Aloha, everyone, and thank you for joining in. This is another special rebroadcast of an Ibble event. And again, if you're not entirely familiar, Ibble is an app that myself and fellow members in the community, we've been getting really active on it lately. We've been hosting events there. The events take place within the app. It's a really cool app where people can create threads and discussions with 60-second videos, and then people can reply with their own responses in 60-second video or audio replies. It creates threads and discussions that kind of transcend space and time and can take place in multiple directions all at once. It's a really, really cool app. And again, by you joining on Ibble and supporting there, you're not only supporting me, but you're supporting the community. Plus, you get to take part in some really cool conversations. So this is a recording for the recent event that myself and Brianna did about how to become a light worker and help change the world. So we're rebroadcasting this onto YouTube as well as onto Spotify. Again, if you're on either of those platforms, follow the links in the info for this video to be able to jump over to the companion guide so that you can check out more on Ibble. As well, you can also check out the new Paradigm Shift Central member custom conscious creator feed. So this is a separate link within the Paradigm Shift Central website where we basically put together a page where you can get new updates on events as well as content from Paradigm Shift members happening within Ibble. So download the app, check out the feed, join us there, and thank you guys so much for your support. Enjoy this very awesome and heart-inspiring discussion. And again, be sure to click the links in the info for this video to check out more and to connect with myself and Brianna and all the other creators featured. We look forward to being able to see you at this and many more events here within the community. And with that said, I'll click the play button. And quick note, if you're watching this on YouTube and you notice the video and the audio is out of sync, that is what it is. But nonetheless, enjoy and thank you guys so much as always. Here we go. Stand by. Light worker and help change the world. So myself, Brendan, I've been involved with light work for Aloha and welcome everyone. Truth be told, I think there's a light worker inside of all of us. Aloha and welcome everyone to another very special event we are doing here on Ibble. This is about how to become a light worker and help change the world. So myself, Brendan, I've been involved with light work for many, many years. And what does this mean? Maybe it's just a fancy word for people who want to be able to help make the world a better place. And if this is something that you resonate with, then tune in for this very special event co-hosted with myself and my good friend Brianna. Brianna and I, we have known each other from before 2012, and we have been involved with helping create conscious content and facilitate community and doing things like free hugs and getting out onto the streets and planting seeds and changing people's lives just in the same ways that you can too. So join in for this very special event. Leave some responses now. What does it mean to you to be a light worker? Maybe you got some questions and tune in with myself and many other awesome light workers as we share in the wisdom that is the journey of becoming a light worker and helping change the world. Looking forward to having you here.
Hello, High Vibe humans on Ibble. Welcome to this very special event. My name is Brianna, also known as Breezy Spread Love, and I'm excited to discuss how to become a light worker and change the world. Again, Brendan and I have been friends since before 2012, and I've been involved in light work since 2010, so I'm really familiar with this topic, but I want to hear from you. What is a light worker, and how does one become a light worker? Let's chat and discuss. So excited. Thank you for leaving your responses, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Aloha everyone, welcome and thank you for joining another very special event here on Ibble. My name is Brendan and I'm here with my good friend Brianna to co-host today's topic about how to become a light worker and help change the world. So if you haven't been on Ibble before, this is a very special platform where you get to be able to add your voice to the discussion. There's a little button that you'll see here. You can click that to be able to ask a question as well as to be able to add a response. We'd love to hear from you a little bit about what does being a light worker mean to you. So before we even get started, again, just being
able to set a little bit about the intention of the event. Obviously, we'll be talking a little bit about what being a light worker even means. And again, with this is about being able to inspire you. We hope that through sharing our unique perspectives and experience, our journeys of being a light worker over these many years, it helps spark the light worker inside of you. So thank you again, everyone, so much for being here, for being a part of today's very special discussion. And we look forward to being able to hear you. And here we go.
Hello, High Vibe Humans on Ibble. Welcome to this very special event. I am very excited to hear everyone's responses tonight and be able to communicate, to discuss with each other. We're talking about how to become a light worker and change the world, which is a topic very dear to my heart. And I'm excited to share a lot with you tonight from the heart space. So let's just get started. Let's get into it.
Thank you, Brianna. Lovely to be able to have you here. And before we even get started, we'll do a little bit of just housekeeping as well as an introduction for myself and Brianna, get to know us as hosts and everything like that. Again, a really cool feature that I just want to be able to emphasize. If you're watching this even in the future or live, and if there's a particular video within the thread here tonight that you really like, that you're just like, ooh, I want to be able to talk more about that, use the spark button. Again, you'll see the ask a question, but then there's also the spark button, the one with the little lightning bolt. Use that question to be able to create a new video from what we talk about here today, and then myself and Brianna will reply to that tomorrow. We'd love to be able to engage with you a little bit further. So again, response, ask a question for tonight's thread to be able to be injected into today's discussion, and use the spark button if you want to be able to talk to us another time after this. So again, that's just a little bit of the housekeeping for how Ibble works and everything. And allow me to take one more video here as we introduce ourselves. And thank you again, everyone, so much for joining as we get things started. So just a quick introduction for myself. Again, this is a topic that I'm very passionate about. Myself and Brianna, we've been shifting paradigms and showing up as light workers for quite some time. The two of us, we actually connected again just through the internet back in like 2010, 2011. And we were both like creating content on YouTube and stuff like that. And so for myself, you know, my long story short, like I've been creating conscious content way back when I was in school for media production and everything like that. And then naturally I started going through my own spiritual awakening. And then as I did this, I wanted to be able to help make the world a better place. I wanted to be able to help bring some of my excitement about the idea that there's more to this reality than meets the eye, and to be able to help others see that within themselves. I started a club in my college called Paradigm Shift that exploded over the years. It became global communities, and now it's really focused as this online digital community of shifters, people who are actively helping assist with the shift in consciousness. Light workers, light guardians, call us what we will. So that's a quick introduction for myself, why I'm here today, and again, super excited. Let's hear from Brianna a little bit more about who she is as well.
Thank you, Brendan. So back in 2010 was when I started creating conscious content when I was going to school for psychology. I have since gone on to get my master's in counseling psychology, and I have dedicated myself to helping save the world one person at a time, one adventure at a time, by helping people reach their personal, spiritual, mental health goals. So if you would like to connect with me, find out what kind of sessions I offer, please visit the link in my profile, and you'll be able to see all of the things I offer: mental health check-ins, card readings, as well as holistic health sessions. So I look forward to getting into what it means to be a light worker with you this evening. All right, Brendan, back to you.
Thanks again. And yeah, for everyone here, encouraging guys to be able to connect with Brianna or myself after this. Again, if you're interested in connecting with the services in the community we provide, absolutely. So as we get into this, we're going to dive into this question again, you know, like, how do we become a light worker? What does that mean? But again, within this, there's a question of, well, what is a light worker? So as we explore this topic, again, this is designed to be able to help lead you back to the wisdom of your heart. So before we even get into that question, let's just take a moment here, as we do with many of our events on Ibble, to just be able to take an opportunity to just be able to breathe. So if you're watching this with us now or in the future, go ahead and just take this opportunity, relax your shoulders, just take a nice big inhale here. Nice soft exhale. Just allow yourself to be here in this present moment to receive the wisdom and inspiration that we are creating in this space tonight. With that said, let's get started. So, what does being a light worker mean? Let alone how do we become one? So for me, again, you know, a light worker, very simply put, is someone who is choosing to be the change they wish to see in the world. And right off the bat, you know, the big message that I want to be able to share here in terms of like, how do we become a light worker? You know, to become a light worker it's something that you choose. It's not something that someone says, oh, you have to do like X, Y, Z. You have to, you know, accomplish like some sort of like initiation or something like that. I think being a light worker is something that for many of us is deeply ingrained within our hearts and within our souls. So being a light worker, again, that's just a label. And we have many different labels, starseeds, shifters, you know, any of these terms. But again, you know, it's a person who is aligned with their own power within this reality to be able to show up with intention to be able to help change this world, to co-create the dream. What do you think, Brianna?
Thank you, Brendan. I agree wholeheartedly. I believe that a light worker is somebody that goes into the darker parts of themselves in order to raise their vibration. And it's someone who also walks with somebody else through the darkness in order to bring them to the light. When I was going through my own awakening, I used to imagine myself being filling my own body with light and walking into these negative situations and choosing to bring light into the negative situation and choosing to act positively, react positively, in spite of all the darkness that might have surrounded me, or in spite of the darkness that surrounded another individual, I would willingly go into that area and help bring light, some positivity, even a smile to that situation. So I really think that that's what being a light worker means at this point. Let me know your thoughts, Brendan.
Great response, Brianna. So again, you know, the concept of being a light worker, it's very relative right now. There is a mass spiritual awakening that is happening on the planet. And again, you know, like to just question, what does the spiritual awakening mean? Again, you know, it's being able to see our interconnectedness, our divinity, our potential to co-create within this reality. And so again, the light workers, we are the ones who are the ambassadors for this wisdom, the ambassadors for this vibration, as you can say. And so for me, again, you know, being a light worker is really being able to align ourselves with this very epic story that is happening. And I think that is like one of the most important things that I choose to be able to focus on when it comes to being a light worker. It's being able to show up in purpose, to be able to show up in service, to be able to align ourselves with our destiny, so to speak. And so for many of us, you know, like being a light worker is something that's like in our soul contract, and it's something that we have come here to be able to do. This is a very powerful time to be alive, and we all have a part to play within this bigger story.
So how does one become a light worker? For me personally, I think that it involves doing a lot of self-reflection, a lot of self-work, reflecting on what's happened to you in the past, reflecting on your own thoughts to see what is there that's negative and try to replace that with positive thoughts. I like to work a lot with cognitive behavioral therapy, but just like Brendan said, this is an unfolding story for many of us. We're each on our own pathways to healing and to coming into becoming a light worker. So how I think we become a light worker for me personally is it's about doing that self-reflection, that self-work of igniting your light body, so to speak, and also inspiring other people to do so as well, and to bring that education, that knowledge, and share it so that other people also feel that they can do their own work themselves as well.
Absolutely, Brianna. And again, there's some very interesting themes here. And who knows, this might be something that you guys might want to spark into a deeper conversation outside of this thread. So, you know, like, yes, like becoming a light worker is about being able to become, again, it's about being able to deepen one's relationship with the divine within themselves. And a big part of that, and we'll talk about this tonight, again, you know, we're not going to just like pretend that being a light worker is all just about like being happy all the time. Like, no, being a light worker is about being conscious. It's about being real. It's about being present with the shadows. It's about being able to hold a wisdom, a consciousness, a light into the shadows within inside of ourselves. So becoming a light worker is to be able to become aware of one's ability to be able to alchemize, to be able to transmute, to be able to take what appears as negativity and to be able to neutralize it and to turn it into something positive, be that outside of us or within us. So there's a lot to be able to talk about when it comes to being a light worker. I'm just going to add one more reply and then we're going to get into some responses. So yes, being a light worker is about being an alchemist. And again, you know, the journey of becoming a light worker, for me, it's something that you have full control over. For me, it is something that naturally arises through the nurturing of a seed that is within our heart. And this can be something that we can experience through literally just by connecting with nature, by connecting with divinity, by deepening our relationship, like I said, but also by surrounding ourselves with community, surrounding ourselves with other people who are actively showing up as light workers, and for them to be able to invite you into this journey, to be able to say, yo, a bunch of us are going to be, you know, here we go. We're on our way. We're on our way to a story that is epic. That is a story that is bringing more and more of us into our power, that is leading each and every single one of us back to the wisdom of our hearts. And for me, that is what being a light worker is about. It's about returning to the wisdom of the heart. So you do that through the many ways. How do you return to your heart? Music, dance, art, poetry, nature, so many things. Let's get into our first question from Tree, and we'll keep the conversation going. Here we go.
Great question, Tree. Thank you so much. I believe anyone can be a light worker. Yes, anyone can be a light worker. There's no exclusive club, there's no gatekeeping, there's no special VIP card. I think it's all about listening to your soul's calling and making that choice. The biggest question is, are you doing the work? And if you need some guidance with that, there are many people who are help out here to help assist you to become the best possible light worker that you can become. So I think that anyone can be a light worker. It's all about choosing to be that, choosing to step into that label and really embodying that truth. What do you think, Brendan?
Great response, Brianna. And again, you know, like, it's interesting. Some people will really want to be able to like hold on to labels and titles and stuff like that. But again, it's like, are you a light worker? Yeah, if you want to think of yourself like that. But again, it's not even just the idea of like being a light worker, but it's about walking the path. It's about walking the path of light work. And so again, you know, this is something that's going to evolve over time, and there are going to be highs and lows within your own journey. Being a light worker isn't always about, you know, being this perfect person. Being a light worker is about being able to, again, cultivate a deeper awareness within yourself, so that as the waves ebb and flow throughout your reality, you will be able to get better at navigating them, developing a better ease and grace, and to become again, it's not just about like becoming a better manifestor and stuff, but it's also about being able to find from my own experience, gentleness to be water. So there's obviously more to talk about, but let's hear from Kristen next.
Hello, Brendan. Hello, Breezy. And thank you both so much for this amazing discussion topic. How do we become a light worker? I'm so excited to hear everyone's unique individual responses. And my question for today is, how does our light work show up in our day-to-day lives, and how can we best show up for it? I enjoy being able to connect and share and express with one another, and being able to hold space for others to be in their uniqueness is something that absolutely brightens my soul. And so light work for me is being able to hold space for myself to grow and for others to see themselves, and lots of other things. Looking forward to tonight's discussion. Thank you so much. Hello.
Thank you, Kristen. Beautifully said, well said. How this shows up for me personally is by paying attention to my own vibes. And if I'm going through something negative, I want to make sure that I'm reflecting on my own positive or my own negative self-talk and trying to transform that into something positive so that my vibes kind of don't affect others. And if I am going through something negative, I want to make sure that I'm sharing how I'm healing through that experience. And if somebody is sharing with me they're going through a negative experience, I want to make sure that I'm actively listening to them. Listening without the intention of responding, but with the intention of trying to understand what they're trying to communicate to me so that I can help them heal as well in the best way possible. So I think that is kind of how I use my light work in a day-to-day situation.
Thank you again, Chris, and thank you, Brianna. So this is like a podcast all in itself, this topic here. So again, you know, when it comes to like showing up, what does that mean? I think for me, my answer to this is about, you know, like showing up with an intention. That's always important to be able to reflect on what is our intention that we are bringing into any sort of circumstance, any sort of situation. Is our intention to inspire? Is our intention to heal? Is our intention to be a sacred mirror? Is our intention to be able to invite people to reflect on this internal journey within themselves? So for me, again, you know, being a light worker is about being a sacred mirror. It's creating spaces, sacred spaces, be it through one-to-one conversation, be it through the dialogue that is happening right now through us watching this or through you watching any of my videos. Any of those circumstances, again, I see myself as a mirror to be able to help people see more of themselves. And again, you know, like we're not necessarily here to heal people. We're here to hold space for the healing to naturally take place with inside of them. I'm going to add a part two to this. I want to dive a little bit deeper. So diving a little bit deeper into this, again, you know, the concept of intention is very, for me, I think very important when it comes to being a light worker. When we talk about light work, I was surprised I didn't mention this earlier, but we'll get more into it later. Again, you know, one of the archetypes that I really like to be able to reflect upon is that of like the Jedi, the modern day Jedi, the gray Jedi. And again, the Jedi carries with them the lightsaber. And so again, the sword is also the metaphor for the mind. It is the metaphor for the word. So how do you carry your sword? How do you carry your mind? How do you carry your words? How do you wield them with intention? How do you be able to create art in a way that you know that this can plant seeds, that the words that you can say can radically change the way someone sees the world or sees themselves or invites them into a deeper place of healing or inspiration. So there's a lot of ways that we can hold space for ourselves and others. And again, I think when we follow our excitement, they will naturally show up within our reality. So let's hear more. And so I just want to reply a little bit more to the aspect of Kristen's question about how do we be able to show up for ourselves? Because this is very important, and it's a discussion that all us light workers need to be able to continue to have. And so again, you know, we kind of have like this grandiose mission where we're always trying to help people. But again, you know, it's typical that sometimes we kind of like put ourselves second. This is a very, very important aspect of being a light worker is that, you know, like even as like a creator and everything like that, like your job is to be able to take care of yourself. And so I think the more that you can become in tune with yourself, with your own energy field, and you can know when things are kind of like feeling off or when you need to be able to kind of like realign yourselves, those go-to methods, those steps that you can take, those are super important. Again, you know, that can sometimes mean taking a step completely away from any of the spiritual stuff. Go hang out with some friends who you really connect with. Go spend time in nature. Go watch a movie. Go spend time with a loved one. Journal. Create some poetry. Those ways that we show up for ourselves directly amplify the ways we show up for others. Fill our own cup. Let's hear from Melissa next.
Great question, Melissa. I think that being a light worker is a part of a spiritual path because in my belief system, it involves working through your own personal darkness. Now, being spiritual doesn't necessarily mean you're a light worker, but I'm not the officiant on that topic. I just think that if you're walking the path of a light worker, you're definitely doing that inner work. You're definitely connecting with spirit in some way, whether it's connecting through nature, connecting through meditation, or even researching spiritual beliefs and religious dogma. So I think that being a light worker involves spirituality in some way, but maybe not being spiritual doesn't necessarily mean that you're a light worker because it's all about how you identify and where you're at on your path. Great question.
Thank you again, Melissa. And yeah, this is an interesting question because we start to kind of get into like semantics here and everything like that. Again, you know, like what is being a light worker? And so, you know, depending on how we're defining it, is being a light worker the role that we identify as when we are actively helping others? Yeah, that's part of it. But is helping ourselves also helping others? Absolutely. You can't necessarily argue that. So again, you know, I think it is what I see as, you know, for me, the light worker, the shifter, the modern day Jedi, the alchemist, all these things, these are specific archetypes. And so if you're on a spiritual journey, you're spiritual, like that is the journey of being human. But within the spiritual umbrella, we have all of these archetypes. We have the magician, the high priestess, all of these aspects within ourselves that we can choose to align with at any given moment. So again, I think, can you be spiritual without necessarily identifying as a light worker? That's totally up to you. It's where you choose to put your focus. So yeah, very interesting question. Maybe you guys might want to sparked this one. Let's hear from Jessica next.
Hey, Brennan. Hey, Breezy. Thank you so much for hosting this live topic today. So many questions to ask about becoming a light worker and changing the world. I guess my first question is, when starting out, how do you balance this new approach to life with maybe the way you've been living up until this moment? What challenges have you had to overcome, and how have you gone about creating a balance and managing your own emotions, your own personal boundaries, and maybe expectations of others? Thank you.
I probably started this journey like 10 years ago. And when I started out, I started to become hyper aware of my own behavior and my own reactions to others. So probably one of the biggest things I've had to overcome is my emotions, and realizing that I have had to overcome like jealousy, envy, just like those regular human emotions. I just became more hyper aware of my responses to people, and I've had to really navigate those emotions, learn how to self-soothe, learn how to talk about that with myself and digest that and work through those emotions on, you know, when your darkness gets revealed, it is something that needs to be healed. So how do I go forward and heal that? More in part two. The how. Meditation has helped me greatly in managing and reflecting on my emotions, especially when I've meditated for long periods of time. It helps to make that reaction space larger. So when I feel that emotion, I actually have some space before I react to it. And that helps me reflect on how I want to best handle the situation at hand, which means the next thing I do is take action. So what kind of action can I take? Is it setting boundaries? Is it through creativity, whether it's dancing or creating some conscious content? I need to take action on those emotions so I don't just get stuck in that negativity, that anger, that jealousy. And then it's also about practicing forgiveness, forgiving myself for having these emotions, you know, being like, it's okay to have these emotions. And also forgiving that other person for whatever happened in that moment. What do you think, Brendan?
Thank you, Jessica. Thank you again, Brianna. So this is a very interesting topic. And for me, again, you know, the journey of being a light worker is the journey about cultivating one's consciousness within their own perception of reality. And so a big part of, you know, managing our own experiences and then the relationships that we have with others, it has a lot to do with communication. And also, again, kind of like expanding our empathy, trying to be able to understand things from beyond our limited perspective, and then also becoming more aware of our own actions, shifting from that reactive mindset to the response, where instead of just like getting angry at something and then we're angry and then we just ride that wave of angriness, instead observing the angriness arise with inside of us and then beginning to question it, beginning to look, develop a deeper relationship with our own emotions, understand that the emotions are messengers, and we begin to get curious about our state in any given moment. So I think as we do that, we develop our communication, we develop a more of our awareness for our own needs and our boundaries. Let's hear from Luna next, but what do you guys think on this? Thank you, Luna. Again, very important topic within this bigger discussion, not just the idea of light work, but also the idea of shadow work. Now, again, you know, like when we're talking about light work, like there's always like the yin and the yang, the shadow and the light, and the circle around it all, which is love. At least that's one way I like to be able to talk about it. And again, you know, to be a light worker is about understanding the wholeness within us. It's about the breath, the inhale and the exhale. And so for me, that is very important because it's about being able to understand the real experiences that we go through as humans, which involve those experiences of anger and frustration and shadow and pain and trauma. There's a couple of main things that I'll be able to share here real quick. A big thing that I like to be able to use to be able to transmute that energy almost instantly is the mantra, thank you for helping me. If you look back on some of the stuff that you represent, that you identify as shadow, and you give it that perspective of being able to understand that that is something, yes, it happened to you, but it's also given you something that has helped you become more of who you are. Hold on, more to say. And so this is a very, very powerful topic. And again, if you guys want to spark this, please go right ahead. I'd love to be able to talk more with you about it later. So this is another really, really powerful thing that I want to be able to offer you. Again, you know, like when the anger arises, when the frustration arises, you know, like it's important for us to be able to look at those moments within ourselves, to be able to reflect on how we are meeting those parts of ourselves, perhaps with more gentleness, with more empathy for ourselves, and not just have gentleness for people outside of ourselves, but also gentleness for those of us inside ourselves and the parts of ourselves inside of ourselves. And the other thing that's really, really powerful is that, again, you know, like this has transformed my life, but to be able to identify that anger and frustration and rage, those are just forms of sacred love. You're only angry about something because you deeply care about something. You're only frustrated about something because you deeply care about something. So when we understand a little bit more about how our anger can actually almost propel us towards being able to make positive change, it completely changes the game. Brianna, what do you think?
Hello, Brianna and Brandon. Thank you guys for this amazing event. I'm so excited. So my question and comment is going to be in the same video. So I love this topic about light workers because I always think, I feel that everyone is a light worker, every single human being, because we all have light within ourselves that we are working and transmuting with and energizing and all kinds of stuff, right? But there also is shadow work. We are both the light worker and the shadow worker, because we are both the light and the darkness. So it is important that we not shy away from one from the other. I don't believe that they can be separated. And although a lot of people identify with one or the other, I think that we are both. How do you integrate both the shadow and the light?
Great point, Brendan. I really appreciate that. You know, it's not all love and light. We need to accept that everyone has darkness, that we've all gone through dark experiences. And I think this touches on the stigma of mental health and the stigma of talking about depression and anxiety. The idea that it's not always love and light and we shouldn't suppress people. We need to hold space for people and acknowledge what they're going through, those real life experiences that can really traumatize us, and it's important to try to work on those and heal them.
Very well said, Brianna. And again, when it comes to these topics of healing, this is deep. Like this is a very, very powerful and, again, multi-layered conversation. One thing I will just say, and again, I think, you know, for some people watching this might be something that you need to hear. I think even within like the community of spirituality and light workers, we're always talking about this idea. It's like, oh, you need to heal. You need to heal your trauma. You need to heal yourself. Da, 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 da. Healing isn't something that looks the same for everyone. And in some cases, you know, healing is something that is going to take years and years. And it may not even be something where, you know, like you need to heal something instantly, but maybe it's just about being able to change your relationship with it or being able to cultivate a deeper focus and a passion for something else. You know, like healing isn't going to be something that is, again, like I said, one-to-one for everyone. But it's important. It's important to be able to look at it. And I think, again, sometimes the way to be able to heal is to be able to redirect our energy towards the things that inspire us. Let's hear a little bit more from Element J. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here.
Oh, shout out to Brandon and Brianna for this topic. This is a great topic. It's there's a lot of different avenues. There's a lot of different ways you could dive into it. For me personally, I think the light that I carry now, just this healing energy that I carry, that I feel like I can just heal people. Like people talk to me, they tell me about their problems. Like when I go places, I know, I feel it, that I know that people feel my light in the room because I feel it, you know what I'm saying? I went through a lot of suffering, a lot of pain, a lot of health issues, a very dark period of my life for like 5 years. And it started in 2017 and it really didn't start ending till like last year going into right now. And I'm even still kind of dealing with them. They're not fully gone, but like thankfully to meditation and this new understanding in my mind, I know I'm able to heal and I'm drawing that experience to me. So I think all these things have turned me into the light worker that I am. I'm able to inspire people. I'm able to guide people, help lead people to the light and be the light everywhere I go because I know what darkness feels like and I transmuted and transcended all my darkness into pure light and love.
Thank you, Element J, for sharing that very intimate response. And I really resonate with that, with carrying that healing energy, you know. People think that because I'm so happy, I haven't actually experienced any darkness or suffering, but I have. I've gone through some pretty traumatic experiences within my life, and also just growing up in general. Without getting too deep into it right here, right now, which we could probably spark a whole nother discussion about this, but I use that traumatic experience to, in my work with my clients, when I'm doing my counseling work, I really use it to empathize, to connect, to relate, and also to kind of teach on how to become stronger. So thank you for sharing your story and your experience, because it is really important to bringing the light into a dark situation. What do you think, Brendan?
Yes, thank you again, Jay. And it's interesting, within, you know, the journey of light workers, the archetype that we carry, I think you'll find that for many of us, we have our shadows and our traumas. Again, you know, if we want to be able to heal the shadows of the collective, the journey begins by being able to work on that within ourselves. And for so many of us, you know, it's kind of this idea that when we showed up for this soul contract, you know, it's like we kind of like signed this agreement to be able to collectively kind of like heal the collective trauma, the collective shadows within our own immediate experiences. And so, you know, again, kind of going back to that mantra, this powerful idea of, you know, you look at the things that you went through, the harder things that you went through, but you can change the way you look at them to be able to say, you know what, that has given me a deeper understanding. That has actually added a layer to my story that has shown me how powerful and how strong I am, and to be able to show that if I can get through it, you can get through it too. So your trauma, your shadow, your challenges can actually become inspiration for others. Let's hear from our next response coming up.
Hi guys. So I have been doing this kind of work to help make the world a better place for quite a long time, but I've noticed lately a lot of people have been talking about money and light work. And there's some sort of belief around that people should not be earning an income from doing the kind of healing work that they do. So I'm curious your thoughts on that. Do you think that people should earn a livelihood from doing these kinds of like light work types of jobs or running their own business as a light worker? I'm curious what you have to say.
And great question. Thank you for asking this. I know that some of us can get triggered around the topic of money, especially in the spiritual community. And I think it's an energy exchange. So yes, if you're being paid for this service, that's totally appropriate. Even if it's just through trades and you're not actually exchanging money, right? As a holistic mental health counselor, I've put in hours of studying, training, and personal time in order to hone my craft and get better at being able to hold space for other individuals. And I've also paid my other friends and other professionals in their field to compensate them for their time in training me as well. It's an energy exchange. We should support each other as we're on this healing journey, as we're moving through our own darkness. What do you think, Brendan?
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Brianna. Before I answer this, again, just for anybody watching this live, last call for those of you who want to be able to submit your responses. For those of you watching this in the future, we'll keep the thread open. Feel free to continue to ask your questions and leave your responses afterwards. So getting into the idea, the controversial idea of light workers and financial sovereignty and everything like that. Well, it's interesting because I like to be able to use the term sacred commerce. And again, when it comes to being able to earn money, money is energy. We've always heard this before. But the simple way I look at it, it's a great way for us to be able to check in. Are we doing this to make money? Well, maybe we are, but why do we want to be able to make money? Is it because we want to fuel our ego, or do we want to do it so that we can continue to increase our global impact, so that we can continue to assist and serve others? So yes, a big part about being a light worker is being able to own our self-worth, and your time, your space that you hold, your services, your words, your wisdom, your years of experience, that is incredibly valuable. And so the more that you can honor your worth, the more that you can receive that in exchange so you can help others. Let's hear from Narini next. Thank you again very much for your beautiful question and response. And so, you know, for me, being a light worker, very simply put, it's about being a bridge between worlds, a bridge.
You know what? I have to agree with Brendan on this one. With grounding light workers, you really want to make sure that they're...
Hi, Brendan and Brianna. Congratulations on your first event. I'm Narayani. Nice to meet you. I'm also a light worker and a healer, and I guess the question to ask you that I'd be curious how you'll answer and what you think is how to help people that are a little more advanced in knowing that they're light workers, that they work with light, that we are light, that we're made of light, how to integrate their light bodies with their more physical bodies and how you help people who are so into being light workers be grounded, normal, high-functioning people. That's the focus of my work and my studies and my writing and the coaching that I offer as well. And I always like to see what and how people are serving other healers. Thanks for all you do. Can't wait to connect with y'all more.
You're focusing on your basic needs. And with grounding light workers, you really want to make sure that you're focusing on your basic needs. Are you getting enough food, water? How's your shelter? How's your clothing? Are you able to go to work? You know, when you see any one of these things getting disrupted, that's when you know you probably are a little ungrounded. For me personally, grounding in involves breath work. It involves checking with the chakras, like Brendan says, what's out of balance, what's in balance, and just kind of understanding that this is also reality and we need to ground ourselves in reality and take care of our physical body as well as activate our light body through breath work and meditation. So, great question. Thank you so much for giving us this question. I really appreciate it.
Again, I think this is one of the top. Thank you again very much for your beautiful question and response. And so, you know, for me, being a light worker, very simply put, it's about being a bridge between worlds, a bridge between higher conscious ideas and the physical plane, the dimensions here, the mainstream culture. And so, you know, I think every light worker is going to be a little bit different. I think there are going to be some light workers that are going to be very much in their crowns and their brow and in these like active channels for consciousness. And they're probably going to be seeing things that some of us might not be seeing. And then we're going to find other light workers that are going to be much more rooted into, again, the lower chakras, the earth, the sacral and everything. And again, ultimately, yeah, it is about being able to create a balance between all of that. So, you know, I think first and foremost, and I'll answer this in two parts. I think it's important for light workers to know that, you know, being a light worker doesn't mean that you have to be like actively like lucid dreaming and activating your light body and like doing all of these like crazy psychic things. It's part of it. But again, the journey is also about the path of the middle. So let me respond more. So just adding a little bit more to this, and again, you know, one of the beautiful things about the lightworker community is that there's so many of us have different skill sets that come in with different, again, kind of like abilities. And so for me, I think for the people that are, again, are trying to be able to like integrate more of these higher conscious ideas, I think being able to find the regular routines within your daily practices that are going to keep you grounded are so important. And honestly, it's the simple things. It's not something that like you need to like necessarily read in a book. It's just the simple things that you need to be able to check in with yourself, your physical vessel. How is your sleep? Are you getting sunlight? Are you drinking enough water? Have you eaten a good meal? And also the things that feed your heart and soul, meaningful social interactions, finding things that inspire you as well. So again, you know, there's layers to this question, and I think it's something that I don't necessarily have all the answers to. I know through the practices of meditation and dreaming, those are great ways to be able to expand one's awareness of higher conscious ideas, but then at the end of the day, it's about integration. What do you think, Brianna?
Hi.
You know what? I have to agree with Brendan on this one. With grounding light workers, you really want to make sure that you're focusing on your basic needs. Are you getting enough food, water? How's your shelter? How's your clothing? Are you able to go to work? You know, when you see any one of these things getting disrupted, that's when you know you probably are a little ungrounded. For me personally, grounding in involves breath work. It involves checking with the chakras, like Brendan says, what's out of balance, what's in balance, and just kind of understanding that this is also reality and we need to ground ourselves in reality and take care of our physical body as well as activate our light body through breath work and meditation. So, great question. Thank you so much for giving us this question. I really appreciate it.
Again, I think this is one of the topics that we could literally just create an entire event about, and hopefully somebody else does that as well. So, you know, again, I think, like I said, it kind of comes down to the simple things, but it also becomes about being able to become aware of the energy of one's own body and to be able to identify when energy starts to become stagnant within our body. Somatic exercises, physical movement, again, getting out with nature, sitting under a tree, using the natural bioenergetic rhythms of nature around us to be able to help move that energy. oftentimes when we find ourselves like in these like artificial constructs with walls and technology and stuff like that, our spirit can kind of like get like disjointed and stuff like that. So that's why when we allow ourselves to move and to dance and to flow and to get into these natural rhythms, that in itself naturally creates these channels through which the spirit can naturally begin to blossom. And we literally begin to shift our vibration into more of like this lighter state. Lots of stuff to be able to talk about, not necessarily everything we'll get into today, but let's move into some concluding thoughts. Thank you again. Moving into the conclusion of this beautiful event, thank you again so much, everyone, for being here. There's a few more thoughts that I want to be able to get out. I've got my talking points. I didn't even get to everything here. But again, you know, being a light worker, for me, this is about being able to align oneself with our hero's journey, our journey of self-discovery, our journey of sovereignty, our journey of being able to activate this seed that is within inside of our heart, this destiny that we are arising into, to be able to take part in this very exciting time here on Earth, to be able to help assist and accelerate the collective shift in consciousness. So whether you call yourself a light worker, a shifter, a light guardian, a modern day Jedi, an alchemist, whatever the case may be, show up with your own unique magic. Being a light worker is about being your authentic self, expressing your light in a way that shines like a beacon and inspires others to be able to do the same. Plant those seeds and the little things make the big difference. Brianna, let's hear from you on some concluding thoughts.
Brendan, yes. To me, being a light worker means being the light that you wish to see in the world, making sure that you're choosing to shine that light no matter who sees it. You know, like a flower showing off its beautiful petals, you want to show off all of those beautiful things about yourself. Share your story, because you never know who's going to be inspired by it. And because people are on different paths, they're at different points on this spiritual journey. So when you share your story of working through your own darkness, you're going to inspire people to continue to work through their own darkness. So just think about how you work through, how you heal, and how you can help others to heal as well. And if anything during our conversation has inspired you, has resonated with you, be sure to hit that spark button to start your own thread and just continue this conversation, because I know that we can keep talking about it forever.
Absolutely, Brianna. And again, one of the most exciting things about the journey of being a light worker is to be able to find the others, to build the tribe. And that's exactly what we're doing here. So for everyone who's been tuned into this, we thank you so, so, so much for being a part of this discussion. As we've said, there is a lot more to be able to talk about. So we'll be back here for future events. If any of the points that we came across today, if they resonate with you, if you want to talk about them further, again, hit the spark button, let us know. We'll respond to it as soon as we can. And just to let everyone know, again, there's going to be a lot of events that myself and other members are going to be hosting within this community of conscious creators. In particular, just to give you guys a heads up, I'm actually going to be hosting a solo event in the coming future all about my journey doing free hugs. So if you got some questions about what that was like, that ties exactly in with this theme, then stick around. I'd love for you guys to be able to join there and ask some questions and be a part of that event. So let's just finish off with some closing gratitude. And thank you again, everyone, so much for being here. We love you guys and we appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you to everyone who shared their responses. Thank you for your comments down below. We really appreciate this conversation. It has definitely touched me deeply, and I'll be carrying these lessons throughout the rest of this week and into next week. Next week, I'll be hosting an event about healthy relationships, so be sure to stay tuned for that as well. And please feel free to connect with me too on a deeper level. You can do so by clicking the links in my profile description, and I look forward to hearing from you. And thank you, Brendan, for holding space for us to connect, for us to share these ideas. And thank you, Ibble, for making this possible through this awesome new format. I look forward to more events in the future, and I hope to see you High Vibe humans there. Bye-bye.
Thank you again, Brianna. Thank you again to Ibble. Thank you to everyone who's tuned into this live and in the future. We're so grateful that you were able to join us. We hope that this event has in some way nurtured your heart and spirit to be able to help water the seed within inside of you, to be able to help awaken the light worker and the light guardian that you are. And again, remember, at the end of the day, it is a choice. It is a choice to be able to align with a bigger story, align with a bigger purpose. And if it's something that you hear inside of you, then we encourage you to be able to help answer that call and to be a part of a global team of light workers. So with that said, we're going to keep this thread open. So if you would like to be able to continue to add your replies and your questions and your responses and your sparks, please go ahead and do that. And go ahead and connect with me on other platforms. And we look forward to being able to join you back here for many more IBL events still to come. Again, just concluding here with so much gratitude. Go ahead and leave your comments of gratitude down in the chat. We love you guys so much. Have a beautiful rest of your day and keep it shifty. And we'll see you guys in the future. Much love.
All right, and there we go. Thank you again to those of you listening to this and the post-recording upload. Again, super excited just to be able to share with you guys a little peek inside of IBL, and I'll do my best to be able to upload these onto YouTube and Spotify so that you guys can check them out. As always, encouraging you to be able to take that extra step to be able to get the app itself, and then you can join in live for the events, add your replies, and yeah, even create your own threads there as well. So if you ever have any questions about IBL, how to join and how to get involved and everything like that, again, feel free to direct message me. Check out the companion guide linked into the info for this video, this little tutorial video there that explains a little bit more about IBL and getting started. We'll be sticking around on IBL. We got lots more exciting things still to come. And yeah, feel free to click and connect to any of the other links, our Discord, my Patreon, and yeah, all sorts of awesome stuff. You guys know what's up. Thank you so much, and we look forward to being able to share with you some more awesome paradigm shifting events still to come. See you in the future, as I already said. Much love. Talk to you guys soon. Thanks again.